For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. The United States Department of Agriculture has released its August crop production report estimating the size of the corn and soybean crops in the United States to be harvested yet this fall. Ag economist from the University of Illinois, Daryl Good, is here to go through those numbers. Let's begin, Daryl, by recapping just what those numbers looked like on August the 11th.
Well, in the case of corn, USDA's forecasting the potential for a national average yield of 153 bushels per acre. That's almost identical to the yield we had last year, with slightly more acres than we planted and harvested a year ago. That would give us a crop of about 12.9 billion bushels, a little more, which would be considerably larger than last year's crop, but I think, on the other hand, smaller than perhaps what the trade was expecting to see, at least in the August report. For soybeans, a U.S. average yield of 41.4 bushels. Again, that's probably a bushel and a half or so below the average trade guess. Acreage down, again, because of a fewer planted acres in the Dakotas. A crop of just over 3 billion bushels, I think, would be on the small end of what the trade was looking for. So that really tightens up the balance sheet for next year and really forces USDA to reduce the level of expected consumption just because of limited supply next year. So we are in, it looks like, into a bit of a rationing scenario for both corn and beans next year.
USDA predicting now the ending stocks for fall of 2012 will be 714 million bushels. That's a very tight supply. They get there, though, by doing some reduction in the consumption. What do those numbers look like?
Well, right across the board, USDA lowered their expected consumption of corn, ethanol exports, and feed use. Overall, the number came down, I believe, about 340 million bushels from what was being forecast last month, so about a 3% decline. And again, it may be a combination of, okay, we're moving into a very uncertain economic and financial scenario that speaks to demand weakness, but is also a bit of a statement of availability. I mean, consumption cannot be much higher than projected if we're going to maintain year-ending stocks near a 5% use ratio. So it's a combination of saying a little weaker demand, and we're seeing that in the old crop as the marketing year ended. Consumption slowed down quite a bit. But it's also some rationing is probably going to be required.
Average farm price, the cash price on the farm, raised 70 cents on both end to what, 620 and to 720 now.
Right. And so again, that's, you know, pretty consistent where the market is right now. You got December corn right after the report trading up close to 720, backed off a little bit from that. So you're looking at harvest bids, you know, 680 or so in much of the state, pretty consistent with what the USDA is forecasting. What we don't know, of course, is how much corn has already been sold and at what price. That will influence the average overall when it's all said and done, but certainly moving forward from here, you know, the upper $6 range seems like a reasonable expectation.
USDA again now at an average national yield of 153 bushels to the acre. It would be the third largest corn crop on record harvested in the United States. Is there much downside potential in the national yield and total crop harvested, you think, still?
I think there probably is some downside risk, depending a bit on how August weather pans out. For much of the crop, certainly ear fill is taking place in August. What does our average ear weight turn out to be? That's something that can't be measured in August. You can go out and measure how many plants, how many ears, how many kernels, but we don't know the weight of those until the crop matures and is harvested. So depending on how August weather unfolds, I think there is some potential for a slightly smaller yield estimate overall.
Now, last week you and I talked, and our listeners know what those numbers look like for Illinois at 153, around 150 area bushel national average for the corn crop. USDA at 153 national. That 153 for your Illinois average is way below the 170 that USDA has put out today.
Yeah, and of course, what we did is we looked at five previous years that had similar July weather. to what we've had in 2011, and really just took the average of the yields in those 5 years and said, you know, 153 is what those averages were. And that's what the only thing you can say is historically the kind of weather we had this year gave us those kind of yields when you adjust it for trend. And so this number comes in considerably higher than that, and we'll see where the final number comes in.
Suggests the possibility of a lot more volatility.
It does. I think there's a lot of uncertainty left, both on the production side and certainly on the economic / demand side of the equation as we move forward.
You think the USDA's average bushels per acre for soybeans is pretty close to right?
I mean, it's based on survey data, a combination of what farmers told them and what they found when they went into the field. And again, a lot of the yield potential is determined in August. What happens to the seed size and the seed weight is a big function of August weather. So all they can do is count plants, count pods, and to some extent, depending on the maturity, how many beans are in those pods. We don't know anything about bean weight at this point. So there's still considerable uncertainty. I suppose that number could go either way from here, depending on how favorable August weather is.
National average at 41.4 bushels to the acre for soybeans. Let's take up what producers might do in the marketing realm other than stand aside and watch, if, of course, that might be something they should do.
Well, I always start by saying it depends on what they've done to date. My concern is, based on recommendations that a lot of people have been making, that farmers have been real aggressive in forward pricing crops again this year, and now we find ourselves near the high in the corn market in particular. And so what do you do if you've already sold a large percentage of the crop is different than if you haven't sold any of the crop at this point. And certainly I think for anybody that is at the low end of sales, the kind of rally we're seeing post-report here is an opportunity to say, okay, we're near the highs of the market. We're well above the insurance price. We've got to do some marketing at this price. So I still think we don't want to be overall real aggressive. We've got a lot of production numbers yet to come and another year to look at the demand side of the market. And with the balance sheet as tight as it is, we're going to see a lot of volatility, but that means potential for even higher prices perhaps at some point.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Darrell Good, ag economist from the University of Illinois.